Now let's consider a phenomenon sometimes known as sudden stops. Sudden stops is a situation where lending to a country's government or to its businesses, when that lending all of a sudden just dries up. Some examples are given here. There are many from the 1990s, including Mexico, the Asian financial crisis, Russia and Argentina, and more recently some of the weaker nations in the Eurozone. How and why does this happen? There are a few ways to present the idea, but I sometimes think of it in terms of liquidity versus solvency. An insolvent nation is one which simply cannot pay its bills. An illiquid nation is one which in principle can pay its bills, but doesn't immediately have the cash on hand. When a sudden stop comes along, what's happening is that this distinction between liquidity and solvency is breaking down. That is, a nation is suddenly illiquid, and that will also tend to make it insolvent. To see how this works, let's go back a bit in time and imagine that we have some emerging economies which have a lot of growth potential, and to help realize that growth potential, they start taking out loans. Those loans may be important for helping to boost economic growth. They help the government pay for infrastructure, and they help companies support new projects, build new factories, and hire more workers. So far, so good. One feature of those loans is they require some degree of collective support. That is, individuals are lending money because they expect the country to grow, but they only expect the country to grow because they see other individuals and institutions also lending the country money. So in essence, there's a coordination of expectations where growth is required for loans and loans are required from growth, but the situation overall can also be sometimes quite fragile. So when some bad news comes along, perhaps about a budget deficit or trade deficit or development in the world economy, it can be the case that one link in that chain will snap, and then over time, a variety of other links in that same chain will snap as well. So imagine that some number of those lenders start pulling out their loans and ceasing to lend to the emerging economy. Well, other lenders will look around, they'll see that the entire growth program may be in danger, and they might cease lending as well. This can be a kind of cumulative ongoing process where, all of a sudden, a lot of that lending just dries up. Keep in mind also that a lot of this lending serves as a signal. So many of the lenders may not be experts on this emerging economy, but rather they look around and they see, who else is lending to that country? And they think, say, that if this sequence of major banks is lending to that economy, well, the economy must be fairly sound, and they feel that they can lend as well, too. But when you have lending used as a signal in this manner, you can in some cases get a kind of unraveling where when some institutions stop lending, a lot of others follow. But again, keep in mind these sudden stops, while they do happen, they are very much an exceptional case, and it's not what happens in the normal course of business. The results of sudden stops can be pretty brutal, and this can include that the country has a plunging currency, that the country now must pay much higher interest rates to raise capital at all, if indeed it can raise the capital at any interest rate. The country probably will have serious fiscal problems because its sources for borrowing have been cut off. And then in this new situation, very often incomes and also demands for imports will have to fall. Those imports can either be critical inputs such as oil, or they may just be important consumer goods or medications. And all of these things tend to happen at once, and these countries then experience very serious crises. Are there ways to stop this problem from ever occurring in the first place? Well, yes, there are, but they're not all that simple. One way, of course, is just to have the country run a budget or trade surplus. That's great when it's possible, but of course it's easier said than done. Another option would be for the country to issue more long-term debt so that the lending is, so to speak, more locked up, and it's harder for that capital to run away in the short term. Again, this is helpful, but it may be begging the question as to whether it's possible in the first place. Another thing that happens is sometimes that you get a hegemon in some way guaranteeing the debt. So when Mexico had its financial crisis in the 1990s, well, the United States helped out. To some extent, there are cross-border mutual guarantees in the Eurozone today. It's also the case that when there's a sudden stop, very often the IMF steps in with some kind of program of aid. It's controversial how well those work. Another possible option is to think, well, why are these countries relying on so much debt in the first place? Shouldn't it be the case that to better diversify risk, they should be selling more equity in their basic firms or basic natural resources, and that by selling more equity, they would be diversifying risk in a better manner. And indeed, it's very often the case that this would be better for those economies, but often there's a kind of nationalist or regulatory reluctance to sell equity in national resources, and thus these countries end up taking on too much debt. For further information on sudden stops, it's quite useful just to Google the term sudden stop. The Wikipedia page on sudden stops is very good, and the reference is given there. But perhaps best of all is to read up on the specific episodes on sudden stops, either using Google or some of the other specific videos in this class.